Dr. McDermott held out his hand.
Deal those books around, and we will put aside some of our sleep and help you look.
Johnny started handing them books in rotation.
I think,
said Robert the Fox,
we should send out some scouts. It is basic in the planning of any successful raid that one sends out some scouts first. How do you recognize this uranium?
Indicators are there in the mine books. But the main tool we do not have. It's called a Geiger counter, and though I've looked it up and have a vague idea of how one is made, the point is we don't have one.
Perhaps,
said the schoolmaster,
there may be one in some of these old villages. Do they have directories for factories?
I doubt such an instrument would be worth much after 1,000 years,
said Dr. McDermott.
But I do see there a... Goodness, but this has almost gone to pieces. A telephone? Book? To... Div... Denvi... Telephones,
he added for the others,
used to exist in cities. Here. Instruments. International Business Machines Research? Oh, drat, the address can't be made out.
The writing exists on many buildings there.
Robert the Fox leaned forward.
As I say, it takes a scout. Scout before raid is the watchword. We must be very careful that the demons do not suspect us of snooping about.
They have body heat detectors. That's how you escaped them, clinging under a horse. They knew horses were running away, but the recon drone takes only pictures, and one should get undercover when he hears the rumble far off. The sound of a ground car, however, means real danger, for they have spinners that fly up in the air and look for heat. I have some covers that we can throw over ourselves to block heat, but we have to be very, very careful. I think it's best that I go.
Nana!
Said Robert the Fox, his accent thickening away from his university diction and into dialect from sudden alarm.
We gotta how you do that, laddie.
The rest of the council also shook their heads. The parson said,
You keep yourself safe, McTyler. That's why we're here, to help you.
The small demon.
The one that came to fix the flying machine.
The same. His name's Kerr. He told me an order had been issued, he said, by the planet head, to forbid all hunting parties in this whole area and to restrict them all to the mining areas and compound. There was some talk, Kerr said, of coming over here for some sport. So there aren't any demons wandering around, and it's perfectly safe to go up to the Great Village on a scout, so long as we don't stay in sight of the recon drone.
Scouts,
said Robert the Fox firmly,
are not done by chiefs. Raids, perhaps. Scouts, no. We will send young Angus McTavish. All those in favor?
Aye!
And Johnny was firmly voted down. Thus it was that young Angus McTavish went scouting to Denver in a small ground car in the dark that night. He was peculiarly adept at operating machinery. He had taken piping and brought the water closer, and he had worked out how the water mains and sewers worked. And he had even gotten a couple of inside toilets working, to the amazement of his friends. He was gone 48 hours and came back with a lot of wonders to report. But the International Business Machines Research Laboratories were in ruins that bore no fruit. There was nothing there even vaguely resembling the Geiger counter that had been described to him. He had also located a Bureau of Mines, but it had only decayed records. He discovered a prospector's outfitter, and though he had found some stainless steel sample picks that he brought back, and an assortment of stainless steel knives that delighted the old women in their work, there had been no Geiger counter there either. The council met again and grimly decided to carry on and get ready anyway. And the parson said a prayer that pleaded with the good Lord to have pity on them and lead them somewhere, somehow, to a Geiger counter and uranium. They also decided to send out more scouts, but without too much hope.